everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, and I'm the dad, and I'm joined as always by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
This week's episode is something the lad is really, really good at. We're really excited to feature dance this week on trivia.
I'm not that good, but
No, you're a pretty good dancer. Do you enjoy it?
I like freestyle.
Sure. Well, I'm sure there's lots of listeners out there who are epic dancers as well. For those of you that are just joining us for the first time or coming back for another time, we just wanted to let you know that we've got three rounds of trivia coming at you. And each round that goes by, the questions are going to get a little tougher. So this first round, the easiest questions we have to offer, we call...
the Brain Busters. The Trivia Tots.
The Trivia Tots. So here we go. Dance trivia. Question one. What street dance style involves a lot of spinning on the floor, freezing in cool poses, and sometimes spinning on your head?
Breakdancing.
Breakdancing is correct.
It was an Olympic sport.
Yep. One time. That was it.
It wasn't. Good.
They actually took it off after that. they introduced, I think there was one country that almost single-handedly ruined all of breakdancing for the Olympics. And yeah, they're never going to have breakdancing again. That would have been tough. But yeah, it was an interesting sport to watch. We'll say that. Did you catch any of that routine? I think it was it the Australians?
No.
No. All right. If you get a chance to go... look, I think it was Australia, if I'm not mistaken, had a breakdancing group, and we'll just say it was interesting, to say the least. Question two. What type of special shoes do dancers wear to make loud clicking rhythms on the floor with their feet?
Tap dancing.
Tap dancing shoes is correct. So it's interesting. Before metal taps were invented in the 1920s, dancers used to actually take and screw pennies or nails into the soles of their shoes or their boots to make taps. I mean, I guess it kind of makes sense. You know, just throw some pennies on your shoes. It kind of does the same idea, sort of. Do you like tap?
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably my favorite kind of dance besides freestyle.
Yeah. I think tap is cool because it combines, you got to be able to be in rhythm, and you can actually like almost play your feet as an instrument.
Yeah.
In tap dancing, which is kind of cool. Question three. What famous dance involves putting your right foot in, putting your right foot out, and shaking it all about?
The Hokey Pokey.
The Hokey Pokey is correct.
Dun, 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 dun.
So did you know that in the UK and Australia, they don't call it the Hokey Pokey? They actually call it the Hokey Cokey.
Why?
I don't know. It's kind of like in Minnesota. Do you know Duck, Duck, Goose, right?
Yeah.
The game Duck, Duck, Goose... in Minnesota, they play Duck, Duck, Gray Duck.
That's so stupid.
they swear that it's Duck, Duck, Gray Duck. I don't know why. And so the Hokey Cokey is, I think, a similar vein. It's the same thing.
It's just always
kind of weird.
It's always with Australia and the UK of ruining names that are perfectly fine. Like... there's this one Simpsons episode where it's Bart versus Australia,
mm-hmm.
and an Australian guy finds an American bullfrog because Bart brings it over on a plane,
mm-hmm.
and he's like, "What's that called? What's that called?" And then Marge says, "Oh yeah, it's a bullfrog," and he's like, "Oh, I would have called it a snozzy whiner."
That sounds about right. That was a nice Marge impression, by the way. Good job.
Thank you. That was worse. That was so bad. My gosh.
Question four. What shiny rotating object hangs from the ceiling at a disco party to throw tiny spots of light all over the room?
Disco.
What rotating object hangs from the ceiling? Disco ball. I'll take disco ball, but there's actually another name that we were looking for. What's it covered in? What's a disco ball covered in? Do you know? It's okay if you don't know. Yeah, it's very similar. They call it another name for a disco ball is a mirror ball. Mirror ball.
I like disco ball better.
It's covered in little tiny mirrors, but yeah. They weren't a 1970s invention, even though that's when they were used a lot. They've been used in American ballroom dance halls all the way back to like the late 1800s. Like in the 1890s, they were using disco balls already.
The Bee Gees loved those.
Disco in general. Abba. Yep.
Dancing Queen.
Question five. What is the French word for a skirt made of layers of fluffy tulle that ballerina dancers wear?
Tutu.
Tutu. A tutu is correct. So early tutus were so long that they actually reached the dancer's ankles. And they only got shorter over time so that the audience could actually see the ballerina's footwork and legwork that they do. That's why they wear tutus. They stick out so you can see what's going on. You ever had to wear a tutu?
No. I had to wear a diaper for a performance.
I did. That was not so you could see my footwork. All right. Well, that is going to do it for the Trivia Tots round. Emmett's 5 for 5 and doing great. But now we're going to move on to the next round that gets a little bit tougher. We call this round
the Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers. Here we go. Question 6. In the famous ballet, The Nutcracker, what sweet-sounding queen rules over the land of sweets?
The Sugar Plum Fairy?
The Sugar Plum Fairy is correct. So are you familiar with her famous music, the dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy? You probably have heard it.
I know it. I just
forgot the melody. Yeah, you probably have heard it, but you would need a little refresher. So there's a little, it sounds like a toy piano that plays on that one. It's called a celesta.
Yeah.
A celesta. Question 7. What modern video game made dances like The Floss, Orange Justice, and Take the L famous worldwide?
Fortnite
is correct.
So the Orange Justice has a lot of lore back to it.
Does it?
So back, I don't remember the year. It was like 2018, 2019. Fortnite did a contest to see who could create the best emote.
Oh.
And there was this kid who did the Orange Justice because he was wearing a red, like an orange shirt.
Okay.
And he did the dance, and everyone liked it, but he didn't win. And everyone was saying, justice for the orange shirt kid. Justice for the orange shirt kid.
Okay.
And then Fortnite read the community stuff, and they added in as the orange justice.
Interesting. Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool. Yep. I really kind of feel like most of the dance moves that everyone does now basically come from Fortnite.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting, but cool. Question number 8. If you are doing a dance step where you take 3 steps and then a hop, what classic backyard animal are you mimicking?
I don't know.
That's okay. The dance, the very specific dance, is actually called the bunny hop. The bunny hop.
It was in my mind. It was in my mind. It was in my mind. It was in my mind.
Yeah. Have you done the bunny hop at dances before?
No.
No.
That seems like something from like the 60s.
It's very old. I think older than that. But yeah, it's one of the first like kind of like group dances that everyone learns how to do because you do it in a big line. Question number 9. In the movie Happy Feet, what kind of bird is Mumble, the character who can't sing but loves to tap dance?
A penguin.
A penguin? A
pengling? Penguin.
Is correct. Do you know what kind of penguin? Just to be a little specific.
Emperor penguin.
Yeah, very good. Emperor penguin is correct. So to capture his dance moves, the creators used what's called motion capture technology. So they actually had a...
Oh, tap, mocap?
Sure.
That's what it's called, mocap.
Mocap, yeah. So what they did was they actually got a real tap dancer and they had him tap dance in the studio and they captured his motion and then made the penguin do that dance.
Yeah, that's what they do for like sports video games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's how they do CGI for movies and all that stuff. Yeah, absolutely. Question 10. What is the name of the famous 1952 musical movie where actor Gene Kelly literally swings from a lamppost and splashes in puddles while dancing in a downpour?
Singing in the Rain.
Singing in the Rain is correct. So it's kind of crazy that at the time that he recorded, that Gene Kelly recorded the puddle splashing dance scene, he had a 103 degree fever.
Yeah.
He was so sick, but he refused to take a break.
And that movie was filmed in like June.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wait, no, never mind. That's not it. That's A Wonderful World. It's a Wonderful World that was filmed in June.
It's a Wonderful Life.
Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Life.
The Christmas movie.
Yeah, that was filmed in June.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, a lot of the like Christmas-esque movies are filmed in the summer just because they're in California and stuff. So.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, folks. That's 10 questions. Are you, you're 9 for 10.
Yeah.
Did really, really well so far. But now, folks, we're going to ratchet up the difficulty up to 11. The hardest questions we can come up with for dance trivia, we call these questions...
The Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. So here we go. Question number 11. In ballet, what is the specific term for when a dancer does a complete 360-degree spin on one foot?
The final ultimate 360 spin around.
That sounds like a video game. Incorrect. The answer we are looking for is a pirouette. A pirouette. Have you ever heard of a pirouette before?
I've done it before.
Yeah.
In dance routines.
Yeah.
At my arts program place.
So many times they'll do pirouette after pirouette after pirouette. And the dancers, in order to keep from getting really dizzy, they have to do this thing where they practice called spotting, where they
look in the same place.
Yeah, they pick one spot. And every time they spin, they find their spot. And it helps keep you from getting too dizzy. Question 12. What legendary American choreographer created the signature jazz hands, tilted hats, and hunched shoulder style seen in shows like Chicago and Cabaret?
I don't know. Anyone from the 60s?
Yeah, this is probably the most famous choreographer ever for Broadway. You want to take a guess?
Sasha. No, that's not it.
I
it's in Broadway Barbara. Barbara.
It is exactly, yes, that is exactly who you're thinking of. The answer we're looking for is Bob Fosse.
Fosse.
Yes. Yes. Fosse. He is, his use of gloves and hats in his choreography because he was really self-conscious about the fact that he was balding at a young age and he didn't like the look of his own hands. So he included gloves and hats and all kinds of stuff. But yeah, all the classic choreography that we know of today, like the jazz hands and all the crazy choreography stuff came from Bob Fosse. So that's
spiders everywhere.
There's a great Instagram account called Broadway Barbara.
Yeah.
And she does Bob Fosse style dance moves that she makes up all herself. And it's pretty
and
great.
And they're really funny names.
Yeah. Question 13. What is the title of the famous stage musical and movie famous for its dance fighting that retells the story of Romeo and Juliet using rival New York street gangs?
West Side Story.
West Side Story is correct. So yeah, there's people that have told some stories that like the choreography by the guy named Jerome Robbins was so intense and athletic that the actors like frequently like accidentally injured each other or were injured during rehearsals because the choreography was really, really intense. If you get a chance to watch the movie or a recording of the musical and stuff, it's the recording is pretty cool. Have you ever had a chance to watch any West Side Story yet?
No.
That's
don't
be
do
one.
That, John. Don't do that.
Well, that's a deep cut from a video that I don't really want to get into.
Leonard Bernstein thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Question 14. What type of modern aerobic fitness program combines fast-paced Latin dance styles with high energy workouts and has its own signature clothing line?
I don't know.
I'll give you a hint. It starts with a Z.
Zonk.
Zonk is not the style of dance we're looking for, the zonk dance. The answer we're looking for is Zumba.
Oh, like the pants?
That's Zubas.
No, they're Zumbas.
Nope, Zubas. Believe me, I promise you.
It's Zumba.
It's not Zumba.
Here, let me go grab my pants.
It's not Zumba. It's Zubas.
It's Zumbas. I'm telling you.
They are called Zubas pants. Zubaz. I grew up during that time, kid.
I have the pants.
Don't question me.
I have Packer pants, though.
That are Zubas pants.
They're Zumbas.
They're not Zumbas.
I don't care.
All right, and finally, question number 15. What classic 1980s dance movie features the famous line, "Nobody puts baby in a corner"?
Oh.
Take a guess at a 1980s dancing movie.
The Outsiders.
Okay, good guess. Good guess. Not quite. The answer is Dirty Dancing.
Oh.
Dirty Dancing. So there's a scene in there where they do a big lift. Where the girl jumps up and she kind of like sets her arms out like she's a plane, and then he lifts her up from the waist, right? She runs at him and then lifts him up. He lifts her up. So they actually did that scene in like freezing cold water in October. And it was so cold that if you actually look really closely, they have like blue lips in the scene because they were outside and so cold. Pretty interesting. And that's going to do it for dance trivia. Emmett did great on this one. Hopefully you at home or in the car did just as well.
I'm so mad. that there wasn't a single chorus line question.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry.
You missed big.
Big. Yep.
That's probably the biggest dancing franchise I know.
Sure, sure. Well, if you enjoyed this trivia just as much as we did, please leave us a 5-star review in whatever app you are listening on. Also, you can find us on social media at DadLadTrivia on Facebook and on Instagram. Any last dance words before we wrap things up here, boss?
No.
All right. Well, there we go. We're going to dance right on out of here. Thank you so much for tuning in this week and each and every week. We wouldn't do this without your support. So until we see you next time, we'll see you later.
Alligators.
Zubas.